been raining, why? Well, the patio's a bit wet, isn't it? What else can you see?
My tractor. Christmas tree.
Christopher's tractor, yes?
Yes, I want a notch chair.
You want what, Lou?
Notch chair.
You don't want a share?
No.
No, it's your tractor now, but Christopher was good enough to share and let you have it, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because you've got a little bicycle that you ride on when we go out sometimes on the pavement. But really, over winter, we've had it inside the house and you've had hours and hours fun playing postman and mobile shop and fire engine. You've done all sorts with your bicycle, haven't you? So we've decided it's better really to keep that inside and just on the pavement. Because if you have it out in the garden on the grass when it's wet, it gets all muddy and dirty and then it's not nice inside. And Christopher's mummy was getting rid of Christopher's tractor and trailer because she said he didn't use it. And he was too big for it. And when she saw you and knew you liked tractors, she said, well, Thomas like it.
Christopher said, yeah.
Christopher was happy for you to have it, wasn't he?
Yeah. Did not say anything.
Well, he was just very pleased it was going to a good home because he liked his tractor. And he knew he was too big for it. I think he was just pleased that somebody else was going to enjoy using it like he had. So this is the thing, Thomas, as you're growing up and getting too big for some of your toys, it would be nice if you gave them to somebody else so they could enjoy them.
Yeah.
We don't really know many little boys that are younger than you.
No.
Most of your friends are girls, aren't they? Especially the younger ones. But I'm sure there will be some children that would enjoy playing with them, even if we took them to the nursery or a toddler group.
Yeah.
I don't think we're quite ready to get rid of toys yet, though, are we?
No.
Maybe when you were Christopher's age. I mean, Christopher's five now. He started school last September. He was five in February. And really, he's only...
No, one breakfast.
You'd like some breakfast?
No.
Oh, well, it is breakfast time. And he's only just now parting with his toys, Thomas. So I think we've got a little while yet before we need to worry about that.
No. Like a trash pot. No.
Don't get a Coke.
Please.
No. No, Lidl, please. No, Thomas, because you end up spilling it.
I won't.
You won't. You probably will. This is orange juice. We've got some water in it. So, Christopher's tractor, which is now your tractor, Christopher won't take it off you, it's yours now. It can stay outside, can't it? It's quite clean, and then all we have to do is just get the seat equipped right when we want to use it.
About the trailer.
Well, I think it might be a good idea if we stored it with the trailer facing down, don't you? Because the trailer's collected some water, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, hello.
Not a lot. Let me just taste that. There you are. Oh, look, Mummy's put lipstick around there.
Where?
The rim. I've wanted to write. I wiped it off now. A little bit of Mummy's pink lipstick. Thomas, what would you like?
Nothing.
You've got to eat something. You're not feeling very well.
Giddy.
Pardon?
Giddy.
Spaghetti? Spaghetti?
Yeah.
Give you spaghetti, you wouldn't eat it, would you?
No.
No.
I don't.
No? Oh, no.
Papa.
Would you like one of these instead of cereal?
Yeah.
You would like that, wouldn't you? Oh, a bit excited about that. Can't have too much excitement. It's a Monday morning. There you are. Wow.
I have one of those in the car.
You had one of those in the car, did you?
No.
Oh. What were you telling me about the car?
About yours.
I had one in the car.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was... When was that? What day would that be? I can't. I think Daddy bought them, didn't he? And I think he thought...
Friday.
Friday, was it? Oh, whatever. Have you thought they would be quick and easy to eat in the car? You like them, don't you?
Yeah.
In fact, I always have one. Well, that's all right. with each other on.
Good idea, good idea.
Good idea. Mm. There we go.
So, you don't put it in the bus, in mine.
That's right. Mummy's got to work today instead of Wednesday. So,
my granddad.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
What do you know? You like it when they come?
No.
You do?
No, no. I do. Mummy come back soon.
Oh. You hope Mummy won't come back soon?
Yeah.
Oh, they always come back, don't they? They always come back. Just Mummy has to go to work to earn some pennies. Because you like shopping, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so somebody's got to earn pennies.
I like running around the mountain.
That's right, you like that as well. We're going to the cancer research shop. And you like putting pennies and 2 pence pieces and 5 pence pieces in the... And you call it the round and round thing. It's a big tub, isn't it? I think they have them in other shops as well as cancer research shop. When you drop a penny in a certain place... That's right, it goes round and round and round the outside of the tub and then finally it drops into the pot.
Bang!
But you see, all these things cost money, Thomas, and somebody's got to earn the pennies. And Grandma and Grandad like going to see you, don't they?
Mm.
And you have a nice time when they come.
Mm.
Don't you? What sort of things do you do?
Sweeties.
Sweeties, yes, you get sweeties from Nan and Grandad, don't you?
Little mints? Yeah. And holes in them.
Little mints with holes in them. Do you know what they're called?
Yeah.
What are they called?
Bolos.
Bolos. That's right. And what else do you do apart from eating sweets?
Put them in your mouth and go crunch, crunch, crunch.
You put them in your mouth and go crunch, crunch, crunch. You usually go to look at the trains, don't you, in London Crandall?
Mm.
Oh, dear, that's exciting. We've not been to the station for a long time, have we?
Yeah.
We must do that sometime, Thomas. Why are you looking at me like that?
Just don't love my tummy.
Because you don't love my tummy? Oh, fair enough.
Tummy.
But you don't want me to go to work?
No.
But you don't love my tummy?
I love the
winnie. I haven't got a winnie. You enjoying this?
No, Mr. Mama.
No, Mr. Mama? Who's Mr. Mama?
Purges.
Purges?
Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Map Map. Mr. Map Map. I think you're just being silly, aren't you?
No, it's a map pin.
What did you say, Mum?
It's a map
pin. It's a map pin?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you are just coming out with silly names, isn't he, Purdy?
No, chicken.
Purdy's your little chicken, isn't she? They're nice and crunchy, aren't they?
They're crocodiles.
They're like crocodiles? Oh, because they snap when you bite them.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Purdy, look.
I think Purdy's about, oh, she's just turned round. I thought she was going to go and eat her food, but she just turned round. Your throat sounds very funny, Thomas. Are you all right?
No, I need a sweetie to chew my up.
Oh, you don't need a sweetie to chew you up.
Yeah.
You don't feel poorly, do you?
Yes, I am.
Are you? What's the matter?
Cough sweets.
Cough sweets? You've just done a little cough there. You don't have cough sweets, you're too young for cough sweets.
David has cough sweets.
You have cough sweets?
Men have cough sweets.
Men have cough sweets. Have you seen Grandad or Daddy taking a cough sweet?
No.
No, I was going to say touch wood. I don't think anybody's had a cough or pill for quite a while.
Well, feet.
Oh no, get your feet down, it's very bad manners. I saw in a book the other day, there was a little story about somebody who wasn't sitting nicely, put their feet on the table. And the other thing the book talked about was children who interrupt other people when they're talking.
On
the train line?
Yeah, train lines. Trains.
Trains?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about a storybook where two ladies and a little girl went out together. And they were all sitting having a drink in a cafe or a restaurant. And the two ladies were trying to talk, and all the time the little girl was interrupting. And her mummy said, it's very rude, it's very bad manners. You should sit quietly.
And the policeman came.
Well, no, I don't think the policeman came. But it's good manners, isn't it, when people are talking, not to interrupt.
But then I must say something.
What did you say about your slide and your swing?
Every day I slide.
Every day?
It's white.
Every day it's whiter?
Yeah.
What's whiter?
That's white.
That's white? Oh yes, the inside of what you're eating is white. Because I thought you said you slide and swing. Something about your slide and swing. Did you not?
No. No white. Blue and white.
Blue and white? Yes, I've got a blue and white top on, haven't I? What colour are your pyjamas?
One, blue, three, four, blue.
Your pyjamas are red, white and two. Red, white and two. Red, white and blue, aren't they? And they say DT on them, which stands for Denim Ted. They're from Marks and Spencer's. You got three pairs, didn't you? All with different sorts of teddy bears on them. I don't think those actually have a teddy on them, do they? They just have stars and little patches that say DT. You've got the plain blue one with the teddy sewn in the corner. And what are the others like? The other ones must be like that with... Yes, the
other
ones...
Me?
Yeah? Yeah. No. The other ones must be like that with teddy bears printed on them, I think. No, there's toast ready now. Would you like marmite or ordinary jam or marmalade?
Marmalade. No, marmacasta.
Marmacasta?
Please, Mr. Marmalade.
You mean marmite or marmalade?
Marmacasta.
Oh, well, you're just being silly now, Thomas.
So,
aren't you?
Where's Thomas?
Where is Thomas? He's hiding. Has he hidden beneath his hands? Where's Thomas Henry? Where's Tittlemouse? Oh, isn't it quiet when you're not here? Do you know why Mummy swapped a day of work? Because on Wednesday...
There's no...
On Wednesday, instead of going to work...
Very small.
Who's very small? Oh, you're pretending to read the book that Mummy reads.
Very small.
Is that what the bear said?
I'm very small. He's dead.
That's the story about Eddie, who's lost his teddy, Freddy, isn't it?
So, what's the bear?
And they come across a gigantic bear, don't they, in the woods? And the gigantic bear comes across Eddie's Teddy Freddy, and he thinks it's his own Teddy. And he can't believe it, and he said, "What's happened to you? You're very small. You're too small to huddle and cuddle."
"You're very small."
"Very small, yes." He has a very gruff, deep voice, doesn't he? "You want to be careful if you've got a bad throat," Thomas, shouting like that. "Whoops, the daisy. I pushed your toes towards you and it nearly went on the floor, didn't it? Would you like an apple as well?"
"You're very small."
"No, thank you."
"You're very small."
"Thomas, would you like an apple?"
"No."
"What do you say?"
"You're very small."
"No, what do you say?" "No."
"No."
"No, thank you." "It's not good manners, is it?"
"You're very small."
"Am I?"
"Yeah."
"Now, I was trying to tell you, we're going to see Dimitra at lunchtime on Wednesday."
"Yeah."
"At Elena's house. And Janine and Elaine will be there."
"You're very small."
"Who's very small?"
"Mummy."
"Mummy and Purdy. I wish I was, Thomas. I'm not going to be very small if I keep eating toast and marmalade, am I?" "I think it's time that I start eating less food altogether. Do you like your food?" "Am I?"
"Yeah."
"Do you like your food, Thomas?"
"Not really, no."
"Not really, no? Oh, it's a shame. What's your favourite food?"
"Custard."
"Custard? Tubby custard, like the tubby tubbies have. Is that what you like?"
"Yeah."
"What's the matter? Are you making a mess?"
"Yeah."
"This is nice, isn't it?"
"Yeah."
"Orange marmalade. Can you see the pieces of orange peel?"
"You're very small."
"That's all you're going to say to me?"
"Yeah."
"Me! Why are you shouting, Thomas?"
"It's so not love."
"You don't love people?"
"No."
"Oh, well, you might find they don't love you either. And one day when you need people, they'll just say, don't love Thomas, because he doesn't love us."
"I want him on the street. Dearly."
"Oh, dear, bless you.
Peepers."
"You're walking on the street and what?"
"Peepers."
"Peepers?"
"Yeah."
"What's a peepers?"
"Peppers."
"Oh."
"These skins are lovely."
"The skins are lovely. You like the orange peel and the marmalade, do you?"
"Yeah." "Yeah."
"We watched marmalade being made on the Anti-Mobile Pippin programme, didn't we? Come outside."
"Oh. No, Megan. Newspapers."
"Oh, yes, that's the one that you saw the other day, wasn't it?" "What were they doing?"
"A big machine got on the Nino's."
"A big machine came?"
"Nino on his Pippin frightened."
"Oh, was there? Was it like a forklift truck lifting all the papers?"
"Yeah."
"And it frightened Pippin, didn't it?"
"Pippin that run away. A man come bought a new newspaper in his teeth."
"Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes, that was funny. On the programme it showed a dog, a man buying a newspaper, and the dog carrying the newspaper in its teeth. And then at the end of the programme, Pippin was carrying Auntie Mabel's newspaper in well, I always say his teeth, it's her teeth, isn't it? But do you remember that dog we saw in Disbury a few weeks ago?"
"Yeah, and the boy went."
"And the man, it was a big red... Oh, yes, that was the boy that fell over, wasn't it?"
"Yeah."
"We were walking one day, I can't remember whether it was a Saturday or a Friday, but one day we were walking through Didsbury."
"I go home."
we were coming home and we saw a big red setter dog, didn't we? We were walking back from Didsbury and there was a man behind us with a big red setter dog, and they overtook us and crossed the road and went into the newsagents. And the next thing we saw them come out of the newsagents, and the man had bought a newspaper and the dog was carrying it home, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And we were telling Daddy all about it. And then one Saturday we went to Didsbury.
Yeah.
And as we came home,
yeah,
we saw the same dog. And funnily enough, we were going to the newsagents, weren't we?
Yeah, buy a drink.
We were going to buy a drink, that's right, because it was a hot day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And as we got almost to the newsagents, we saw the man and the dog coming up behind us.
Yeah.
And we let them go first in the shop, didn't we, so that we could watch the man buy the newspaper and the dog he'd carry it. But the dog didn't carry it that day, did he?
The man carried it.
The man carried it, I think, possibly because it was such a hot day. The dog was drooling a bit, wasn't he? His mouth was a bit watery. I think the man might have thought he wasn't going to be able to read his newspaper if it got too wet. Do you want to go out, Purdy? Go out, sweetheart. Oh yes, there she goes. As we open the door, there's some big aeroplane going past, isn't there?
Yum!
Is it? And what else did Auntie Mabel do to us? Was it just a program about newspaper, or was it about anything else?
Yeah.
Was it about paper in general?
Yeah.
Because I think the bit I saw, Auntie Mabel was wrapping up a present for her nephew. Is he called Jade?
Yeah.
Or Jay?
No.
He's called something like that, isn't he? Because that must be the nephew that gave Auntie Mabel the teapot that she dropped and broke while Pippin knocked out of her hand.
Yes.
And when I saw it the other morning, She bought a book about paper, all the different things that you could do with paper and all the things you needed to know about making paper. She bought it as a present for her nephew. And she wrapped it up and put a gift tag on it. And while she was doing it, she sneezed. And then later on, she said, "How many things can you see on my coffee table made of paper?"
Then Pippin sneezed.
Did Pippin sneeze as well? Did Pippin need a paper handkerchief?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
And she said the pages of the book were made of paper, the wrapping paper was made of paper, the gift tag was made of paper, and the paper handkerchiefs were made from paper. Yeah. And then she showed all sorts of other different paper things, didn't she? Just paper plates and hats and writing paper. And even carrier bags for takeaways, brown. I don't think you've seen those really, but you might have done brown paper bags. When we go to Hippin's, their clothes shop in Didsbury, they have brown paper bags or paper bags, don't they?
Yeah. I don't like that shop.
You don't like the shop? Why?
Didsbury Station Shop. Sweetie Shop.
Disbury Station Shop, the sweetie shop. You don't like it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't like it. I was going to say, well, if you don't like it, we won't go in again. That will save some pennies, won't it?
Yeah.
And the next thing I knew, Auntie Mabel, was it a factory? But was it a newspaper factory, or was it a factory where they were making other things? I didn't see that part. What happened, Thomas?
I think I'm Vanina. Baby's scared. Glad I can make a newspaper.
Right.
And a man come but put a new one in his teeth.
A big machine came with its ninas on and Pippin was scared. And he ran away with Auntie Mabel's newspaper.
No, well, the machine collected it.
Oh, the machine collected the newspaper?
Red American, and then they put a new one in his teeth.
Oh, I see. Then a man came and put a new newspaper in his teeth, in Pippin's teeth or another dog's teeth.
Pippin's teeth.
Pippin's teeth, all right. Who reads newspapers in our house?
Thomas. Daddy.
Daddy, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
There are newspapers and magazines and books, aren't there? And catalogues.
Yeah.
We can have a look in a minute. Do you like an apple, Tommy?
No. I'm going to wash them down.
You want to wash them down?
No. There's lots of few things here.
Oh, all right. You want to look at those books?
I want to know that got any bubbles.
Some bubbles?
No. I dropped all the bubbles.
Oh, yes. Well, that's not the first time that's happened, is it?
No.
I'm sure it won't be the last. Shall we blow some bubbles? Would you like to blow some bubbles?
I've not got any.
Oh, I'm sure we've got some more somewhere in the cupboard. I'll have a look in a minute. Are you sure you don't want anything else to eat?
No, Tesco's got some.
Tesco's got some?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we bought some little bubbles to put in your party bags when it was your birthday, didn't we?
Mm.
Just let me finish eating this and then I'll go and have a look in the cupboard.
Dolls.
What's Purdy doing on the grass?
Don't know.
Have you seen her?
No. I think I'm having a sick.
You think she's having a sit?
No. Sick.
Sick? You think she's being sick on the grass?
Yeah. Now I can't see her. Are you?
You can see her now. She's not being sick, is she? She's just sitting and looking.
She might peek.
What do you think she's looking for?
Slow worm.
Slugs and worms?
Yeah. Worm. Snail. Glasses.
Glasses? Oh, glasses don't make me say I like glasses because without glasses I can't
nails.
See.
Ugh. Worm. Crocodiles.
Crocodiles. Snap went the crocodile. Oh dear.
Mac.
Snap went the crocodile.
Oh dear, Mac.
No, oh dear me, not oh dear map. You're saying map and mop and pap and pap. Silly, aren't you? What's it like being a silly boy? Is it good?
Please, Mr. Tractor Man.
Yes, please, Tractor Man.
Hmm.
You're a tractor man, are you? What are tractor men called?
I don't know.
Farmers.
Yeah. Feeders.
Farmers.
No, feeders.
Feeders? I don't think they're called feeders, do you?
It's a machine making handprints.
This is a machine making handprints?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then a man can't reach it.
No, well, I'll tell you what, if you drop that drink on the floor and it smashes, I'll make a handprint. Yes.
I heard them say, ouch!
Yes.
Purdy say ouch as well.
Yes. Come on, Purdy. Come on, Puss. So good girl. Robert's bedroom window's closed. It was open a little while ago. Must be getting ready to go off to school, I think. Robert must be getting ready to go to school. Because it's Monday morning, isn't it?
That's a
boo-boo. What train?
That train.
Did you just hear a train?
Yeah. Got boo-boo.
Boo-boo, did it? I'm sorry, I never heard the train.
Boo-boo.
I'll just rinse your hands in a second.
I'm hiding them.
And then shall we? You're hiding them, shall we see if we've got some bubbles? No, that's not for you, that's Mummy's tablet. We need one of these because it's the well. No, just no. You don't play with tablets. They're not sweeties. They make you very, very poorly if you take these when you don't need them. Mummy has to have these tablets because without them, when I touch Purdy, or when I go in the garden, when we go outside walking, when he sneezes and has itchy eyes and runny nose, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's a bit annoying. It feels like I've got a cold unless I take one of those tablets and all of them.
Yeah.
You're singing about the farmer now.
Yeah, Papa.
Oh, MacDonald, he's the farmer, isn't he?
No, it's a sheep hat.
What is he?
Sheep hat.
A sheep hat?
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas. What are we going to do with you?
Put me in the dustbin again.
I think I might put you in the dustbin, actually. That's a jolly good idea. It is Monday, isn't it? It's a really good day to put you in the dustbin, because if I put you in the dustbin now and tied you up tight, then just after lunch she'd be taken away.
Yes.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yes, no.
Don't, please don't do that, Thomas. Naughty, come on, Hans. No. You're not being the bestest boy this morning.
Delicious!
So it's delicious. Mm-hmm. There we go, let's just wipe your little face. And we'll save brushing your teeth until you go upstairs. Do you want your potty now?
No.
Are you sure?
Sure.
You tell me if you do.
Pull my tractor out.
No, you can't, Thomas. We can't. We've just got to do a little bit more in here first. And then we've got to get ready because Mummy's going out.
You've got flash cards I want to.
Little flashcards?
Yeah. I want to play with those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Would you like me to look for some bubbles first?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure I saw a story about some bubbles. I wonder what that was. What on earth would that be, Thomas?
Like a bubble jam.
Yes, I can't think what that would be. I definitely saw a story about some bubbles. Because I thought it was a nice story. I can't think what it was now.
It's a bubble tube.
Bubble tube. Right, I'm going to look in this cupboard. I should have a lot. Oh, look at this. We should have a lot of bubbles, shouldn't we?
Where's that?
Mr. Bubbles.
Only if I have.
Oh, that one's not open. Let's try the one that's open.
Should I look at that one? There's a look in there.
I'm just looking to see if we've got one that's open.
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
Yeah.
Right, well, let's have this one. Which one would you like? There are four to choose from.
The one in the bottom here.
No, but be careful because if you tip them up. Those are left from, look.
They're tubbies.
They're tubbies. Party bear. Yes, that was from your first birthday. You had some tubby party bears. Or was it your second?
Second.
I think you might have had it first and second. You definitely had Teletubbies for your first birthday. I think you had Teletubbies for your second as well. And what did you have this year?
Bubble cake.
Bubble cake. You had Bob the Builder, Bob the Builder cake, and you had the Tweenies plates and napkins and beakers and things, didn't you? Whose birthday is it on Wednesday?
Mummy's.
How old is Mummy going to be?
Six.
Wow, that's old, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I think I need to sit down. Very elderly. Which one shall we open? We can only open one.
This one.
The green one. Right, we'll pop the others. You pop the others back in the tiny tummy bag, please, and I'll open the green bubbles.
Right, bubbles again. Get you back.
That's right. That's a good point. Let's make sure the lids are at the top, won't we?
Oh, that one's okay.
I think we took some bubbles to Mr. Grandma's to leave at Grandma's house. So we took them, you go there.
Yeah.
And we were stuck for something to do. There were some bubbles there.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Put it the other way up, Thomas, because if it leaks, it's standing on the shelf in the kitchen, don't we? Right, that's it. You put it in. That's a good boy. Good boy. That's right. They're standing back in the kitchen cupboard and then you know where they are. What sort of things did we put in the party bags, Thomas, to give to your friends?
Hello.
Well, everybody got a piece of cake, didn't they? Birthday cake. And everybody had a chocolate bar with a Tweenies character on it, because it was a Tweenies party. And everybody had a balloon with a Tweenies character on it. And then there were some other sweets, weren't there? I can't remember what sort of sweets now, but little packets of buttons and perhaps jelly tarts. And they already had one of those baloney things.
What baloney things?
Like this. Look, there's one here.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, I can't hear the whistle, but yes. It's got a feather on the end, hasn't it? That's actually from Abigail's party. It's very posh with the feather. Oh, well done! Don't do so pretty. You never blow those at people's faces. And I don't think we put anything else in the party bags, did we, this year? It was a balloon. Balloons and bubbles, Tweenies, chocolate, little sweets, a baloney thing. When it was your first birthday, you had all sorts of things in your party bags. You had a little box. And you even had baby's bibs, didn't you? Because you were all wearing bibs still. As well as sweeties and balloons and bubbles and goodness knows what.
Mummy?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a good idea. Just take that out.
You've got another idea. You're going to take that out. You're getting a bit mixed up, aren't you? Well, I'm going to blow some bubbles. Oh, look, what colour do you think the wand is inside? Oh, it's ripped now, Thomas. Be careful.
Yeah.
What colour do you think this is inside? Don't know. Have a guess. What colours do you like?
Blue.
What colours do you like?
Blue.
You like blue? No, it's not blue. Guess again. Guess again.
Green.
No, guess again.
Little.
No, guess again.
What is it?
Guess?
Demo.
What colours do you know?
Blue.
No. Keep guessing colours and I'll stop you when you get the right one.
Green.
No.
Blue.
No.
Please don't let me.
No. Have a look around the room and look at some colours and then you tell me. You look around the room. What colour is this?
Orange.
Yeah, well, it's not orange. What colour is this?
Yellow.
Yellow, yes, it's yellow. Woo! Ooh, are you going to try Yes, just be careful with it. Just do it over the table, Tom. Don't move your hand away from there, please. Come on. Right, you blow very gently. You're good at this now. Look at that, you clever boy. What to know, because you spilled the other one. Just be careful. Don't rush at it. You've got to be gentle. Oh, good boy. You see, the other day, you couldn't blow bubbles, could you?
Yeah.
Because you rushed at it. We kept saying, gently, gently, gently. And now you do it gently, and you can do it wonderfully well. Can you see all the different colours? Look at this. We've caught it on the wand. You look at this one now. Don't touch it. Let's just look. Can you see sort of pinky, greeny colours in that bubble? And it's reflecting the patio door behind. And I can see your head in there as well. Look. Can you see Thomas?
Yeah.
Yes. We've caught a bubble on the wand. Oh, and it's turned into a tiny bubble. And now it's turned into
big bubble.
Lots of bubble. Actually, better be careful where we blow it, because if it pops on things like the pictures, it'll make a mark. Let's just blow it that way, shall we?
Good idea.
Good idea. Oh! That didn't work at all, did it?
Yeah.
floating high in the sky. Bubbles. I know what it was I saw. It wasn't a story. It was a prayer about bubbles. Oh, look who's here.
Ginger Weasel.
Ginger Weasel. You bring that gently, 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 gently. Look at that. Wow, that's a big one. Look at all the colours of the rainbow in that. Right.
Ginger Pepper.
Let's just see if we've got Purdy's food from yesterday. We shouldn't do this, Paul. Purdy doesn't eat your food when it's left overnight. Oh, look at his eyes. He needs somebody to look after him, doesn't he?
Please, I have a cuddle.
I think he's saying, please, can I have a cuddle? That's like the story in the book, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, that food really isn't all that nice because it's left from last night. But let me just, while you're watching Ginger, you talk to Ginger through the window. I'll
Ginger?
See if I can find this book.
What book?
The book about the bubbles.
Ginger, you want some
talking to him still?
Yeah. I know I'm not saying no answer.
Poison?
I'm not more Bob.
Oh, I see. You're talking gobbledygook to him, are you?
Yeah.
Gobbledygook. Right, this is this little, one of these little books that you got for christening. And I picked it up the other day. My first prayer book. I'm absolutely sure there's a prayer about bubbles because I remember thinking, gosh, that's it. It's more about the bath, I suppose, than bubbles. Right. Let me read it to you. What's the little girl doing in the bath?
There's some bubbles on her own.
On her own. She's sitting in the bath. She's got bubbles in the bath. And look, there's a hippopotamus soap holder. Or is it? No, it's a rhinoceros, isn't it? It's got soap in it, but there's bubbles there. She's sitting. What colour's the wand?
Hello.
It's yellow like yours.
Hello.
Yes, it says in the bath, thank you, God, for bubbles. Bubbles in my bath with lights in them like rainbows. Soapy bubbles I can blow from a hollow pipe that float and dance like little balloons. Bubbles of laughter that chuckle like pebbly streams.
Those are my bubbles.
Yes, they're like yours, aren't they? Bubbles of happiness. Oh, please, can you blow them? Yes, we'll finish reading this and we'll blow again. Bubbles of happiness that sing in me like birds and go pop. Give happy bubbles to everyone who is sad, and thank you for mine. Did you learn that story?
Yeah, I guess.
It was actually a little prayer, wasn't it? Thanking God for bubbles. I don't think I've ever thought about praying in the bath. Usually praying that I can get out quickly and get dressed before you get up. Look, there we are. What was the little girl talking about? Look, we'll catch a bubble like hers. Thank you, God, for bubbles. Bubbles in my bath with lights in them like rainbows. That's what we were saying, like rainbows. Soapy bubbles this time.
Doctor!
Yes, that's right. You've blown it again and it's split into two. Soapy bubbles that I can blow from a hollow pipe. That's this, isn't it? We call it a wand. Soapy bubbles that float and dance like little balloons. Does that remind you of the story we read about the yellow balloon flying up to the man in the moon?
Yeah.
Do you like that story? Bubbles of laughter. Well, it makes us laugh when we blow bubbles gently, gently. Oh, wow, what's a big one. Blow it again, see if it splits. Yes! Blow it again. And again, very gently. Oh, it's popped onto the book, look. Bubbles of happiness that sing in me like birds and go pop. Give happy bubbles to everyone who is sad and thank you for mine. That's nice, isn't it? Well, bubbles, do cheer us up. Tom, don't snatch it. You remember what happened? You knocked it over, didn't you? Are you? No, you you're doing it a bit too quickly. Just be gentle. Gently. That's right, like you're always going to whistle. That's right, very gently. Wonderful. Wow, look at that. Oh, where do you think this is going to blow to?
A ceiling.
The ceiling. That's a nice coloured one. That's got a lot of yellowy green in it. And pop on the table. Oh, higher and higher. Do you think that's flying to the man on the moon?
Yeah. Sky.
Going to the sky. They're better really when they go outside, aren't they? Just gently now, and then what I'm going to do. Wow, what a. Look at that, it's huge! Do you want to blow it again? See if we can make some more.
Pop on the table.
Pop on the table. You're so good at this now.
Pop on your arm.
Pop on my arm. Well, Ginger's finished his food, hasn't she?
Ginger Weasel.
Have you heard somebody call him Ginger Weasel?
Yeah.
No, you're a bit too rough, Tom. Just gently, and I'm going to open the patio door. Just blow a few outside. Again. Woo! And again. Gosh, that was a big string of balloons, of bubbles. It looked like a string of beads, that, didn't it? That looked like a little string of beads. String of beads.
They're like sweeties.
Oh, we're back to sweeties, aren't we?
More like sweeties.
You're more like a sweetie. You can actually buy something, Thomas, that is too old for you. You can't have any because you're only a little one. It's called bubble gum. And you chew it and chew it. It's usually pink. And then you can go and blow a big ball. So what do we have bubbles in? Bubbles in the bath, bubbles when we're washing up, bubbles in the bubble tub, bubbles with the soap. Gently, no, you're doing it much too hard, Tamara.
Is that going up and up and
it
up?
It is, isn't it? Look at that tiny one. Where do you think it's going to land?
Oh!
It's popped and gone. Right, you blow some very gently. Blow them up to Sue now. Blow really gently. There you are, Sue, this is for you. Look, it's going up in the sky. Oh, no, it's not. Oh. Shall we open the door and send some there? Shall we open the door? You watch through the door.
Go right, dear.
Shall we send this one up to Sue?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, lots of bubbles. Can you hear the birds singing?
These are doing it.
You blow this, and I'll catch one. You blow a gentle one.
Get out of here.
Okay, then. Just a second, you can't go out there. Just stand on the step. Stand on the step and blow from there. How is that? I think it's possibly potty time, isn't it? There you are, gently. Oh, lovely. Oh, look at that. Again. Right, blow some more. Can you hear the train? And again. Very, very gently, last time. One more. But gently, Tim. Just very, very gently. If you blow it gently, it will go high up a long, long way. Come on. Right, shall I blow one? There we are, let's send this one up.
Good gracious.
There we are, look at that. Oh, aren't they pretty? Where are they going?
Under the wall.
Into the wall, are they going on your sandpit? Look, there's one there that's going to go right up.
Where?
There, it's floating. It's gone past the lavender. Onto your bicycle.
On my trailer.
Yes, into the trailer.
Good gracious.
Who says good gracious to you?
Thomas. What on my fingers?
Look at all those.
Gracious.
That's the long string, isn't it? A lot of them have landed on the patio. They're just staying, aren't they?
Where?
Look on the patio there.
Oh, yeah.
Training. It is raining. Let's close the door. Come in now.
Oh.
Oh, they've blown back in. Look at that. Wow.
Blown.
Right, put your fingers in the door. We'd better just wipe our hands, I think, because... Lots of blue smoke. Oh, look. Guess what's outside?
Green lorry.
Big green lorry. Do you want to go and have a look at that?
Yeah.
Just blow some more bubbles. Ooh, wonderful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, bubbles. Let me just get a cloth to wipe your hands to. I know it's soapy, so it's not dirty, but... it's looking a bit slippery, don't it? And then you can go and have a look at the green lorry, can't you? Just a second, Anna. What do you think the green lorry is doing?
Just some big sausages out.
It's just big sausages out. There, I'd lay hands on the towel, please. Good boy.
I'm ready.
You're finished. Right, off you go to the window.
Still.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Better just move the microphone. Oh, the driver looks like he's getting back into his cab, is he?
One man today.
Oh wow, just caught him in time because he's going, isn't he? Let's open the blind.
Is it stopping? Isn't it stopped?
Well, he hasn't stopped, has he? He's carried on. Never mind.
Never mind.
Never mind. What else do you have, Thomas, that's round and floats into the sky?
Sweeties.
What about sweeties? What about this green balloon? Where's the green balloon? It's gorgeous colour, this, isn't it? Look at this. Wow. There, that floats as well, look. Up into the sky.
Sweetie.
You're not having a sweetie. You've just finished your breakfast. Have you got any pictures of balloons? Or?
No, I haven't, actually.
You haven't, actually? Well, shall I nip upstairs and get that book on the side of Mummy's bed?
What book?
The one that we were reading in bed. About the balloon race and the man in the moon.
Good idea.
Everything's a good idea at the moment with you, isn't it? I think it's quite a good idea.
What's in there? Mummy, I want to play this.
What would you like to play with?
This.
Yes, we'll look at that in a few minutes.
What to play now?
Do you? What's the matter? Do you need your potty?
No.
You sure?
Sure.
Right.
Let's sit.
Let's sit here. You want to sit in this chair, do you? Right. Teddy's moon balloon, it's called. Oh, dear. We probably won't read the whole book. What it's about, let's just say what the story's about. We'll start off, we can read a first page or two, can't we?
Yeah.
One morning, Teddy Bear had just eaten his porridge, when guess what? He looked through the window and saw a big yellow balloon. A big yellow balloon with a ticket tied to the string. Teddy watched it bouncing and bobbing along as the breeze lifted it up into the sky. There were lots of other balloons too. There's a balloon race in the meadow today, Teddy, smiled Daddy Bear. It's to raise money for the Toys Hospital. Balloon race, said Teddy. What's that? So Daddy explained. Every bear who buys a balloon writes their name on a ticket. And when the balloons go up in the air, the bear whose name is on the balloon which goes the furthest wins the race. Teddy wanted a big yellow balloon, like the one he had seen outside his window. By the time his turn came to put his name on a ticket, there was only one left. Teddy did like its round, smiley face. It was such a lovely big smiley balloon that Teddy didn't want to let go of the string. Then a gust of wind tugged it out of his paw, and away it went, up and up, higher and higher, into the sky. Do you like the story?
Yeah.
Would you like to read the whole story?
Yeah.
When's the race over? He asked. One we know which balloon has travelled the furthest, said Mummy. So if your balloon goes further than anyone else's, you win a prize. What are the teddy bears doing there?
Having their lunch.
Having their lunch? They're having a picnic, aren't they?
Yeah.
But my balloon will come back, he said anxiously.
Look.
What's that?
Cake.
A nice cake with pink icing on the top. What's it got in the middle?
Cherries.
Cherries?
Grapes.
Mm. Grapes, yes. I think the tablecloth's got cherries on the pattern. What sort of pie do you think it is?
A birdie.
And what pie?
A birdie.
A birdie pie?
A birdie.
Oh, you're Purdy. Oh, I see. I see. You're lying on my knee pretending to be Purdy. But my balloon will come back, he said anxiously, won't it? At times I can't read it because you keep getting your head in the way. Maybe, said Daddy, if you wish hard enough. So for the rest of the day, Teddy kept wishing and wishing. Teddy just could not stop thinking about his big yellow balloon with the smiley face. And as it grew dark, he stared up at the sky, hoping he might just see it again. Bedtime, Daddy, said Daddy Bear. Want to see something big and yellow with a smiley face? My balloon? Gasped Teddy. Not quite, smiled Daddy, but you're nearly right. It's the man in the moon, Daddy went on. Isn't he like your balloon? Teddy smiled and nodded, and the more he looked at the man in the moon, the nearer his smiley face seemed to get. Suddenly Teddy sat up, his eyes big and round. You're not the man in the moon, he cried, staring at the smiling face. You're my big yellow balloon. The balloon smiled and bobbed about. That's a good word for balloons, isn't it, when they're moving, bobbing about. Teddy reached out to grab the string, and the next minute he was sailing through the window with the balloon, lifting him up and up into the night sky. This is fun, Teddy laughed. And so it was. Lots of balloons were doing their best to be in the race, but none of them could catch Teddy and his big yellow smiley balloon. And the closer they got to the man in the moon, the bigger his round yellow face became. The winner, he declared in his deep, rumbly sort of voice. Teddy Bear has won the balloon race. The balloon lifted Teddy Bear a tiny bit higher, then they floated down on a soft cloud. Tom, I really can't read it when you're doing this, though. I can't see the book. The man in the moon's smile was so bright it was almost like daytime, except for the stars twinkling. What's this? Asked Teddy, holding out his paw towards a shower of beautiful silver balls drifting down. Is it rain? No, chuckled the cloud. They are moonbeams, look. The cloud gave a little puff.
It's dustbin day.
It is dustbin today, yes. Do you want to carry on with the book?
Yes,
it is just the men today, you're quite right. Have you just seen somebody's bin bags outside?
Yeah.
Whose bin bags? Fred and Rachel's?
Yeah.
The cloud gave a little puff and a silver moonbeam floated onto Teddy's paw. That's for winning the balloon race, said the cloud. And for coming to see me, boomed the man in the moon. Before Teddy could speak, there was a flash in the sky, then a rumble strong enough to shake the cloud. I knew there'd be a storm, puffed the cloud, as soon as my edges turned black. Time for you to go, Teddy Bear, said the man in the moon. Will you come and see me again? Oh, yes, said Teddy, putting the moonbeam in his pocket. Thank you very much. The big yellow balloon gave a little tug on its string, taking Teddy Bear up into the air once more. Thunder rolled and the lightning flashed, but Teddy didn't mind, not one bit. Very soon, Teddy was back in his bed with a big yellow balloon smiling at him.
What's in that box?
What's in the box? I don't know. What do you think it is?
Sweeties.
Sweeties. There's a picture of Teddy in the bed with his teddy and an open book and a little box. I don't know what it is. Soon Teddy was back in his bed with a big yellow balloon smiling at him and the man in the moon playing hide and seek behind the clouds. Teddy watched him for a long time before he fell asleep. "Quite a storm we had last night, Teddy," said Mummy Bear next day. My balloon," cried Teddy, looking at the empty space at the end of his bed. "My big yellow balloon." Teddy laughed. "You're going to get it back after all, Teddy. Your balloon went the furthest and you won the balloon race. What a splendid prize you got." Teddy's prize was a journey in a real balloon up into the sky. He went, his friends cheering and waving. And how different it all looked in the daytime. There was no sign of the man in the moon. But Teddy knew he would see him later, smiling through his window. And he still had his moonbeam blown by a friendly cloud. You want to read it again?
You know, moonbeam.
A moonbeam? You want to see the page with the moonbeam? Yeah. Oh gosh, look at the time. We'll read it again in a second.